This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. New York City has more homeless per capita than San Francisco or Los Angeles. While only 7% of Los Angeles homeless arrived less than a year ago, that number is fewer than the 8.5% of all new residents that have arrived from elsewhere. National surveys find that 20 to 25% of the homeless have serious mental health issues and an estimated 26% abuse drugs. New research finds that companies that were subject to the whistleblower investigations found a sharp and lasting drop in financial wrongdoing in such corporations. In contemplating taking repeal of Obamacare, an estimated loss of health insurance by $30 million, economists are warning about risk aversion theory that indicates that people might be 100 times more likely to keep and fight for what they have than go without. Finland is preparing a two-year trial in guaranteed income to start in 2017, where they would give 2,000 unemployed people benefits without bureaucratic hassles and limits on making additional income. Divorce among older Americans has more than doubled since 1990. 50 years ago, only 2.8% of Americans over 50 were divorced. Today, it's 15%, with 25% of all divorces in that age group. Only Louisiana and Oregon allow a criminal conviction without a unanimous record verdict. On average, there are more than 4,000 ransomware attacks a day, four times the number a year ago, according to the FBI. The Trump election ranks 46th out of 58 elections in terms of electoral college margins, and 47 lowest out of the last 49 elections. Like New York Life, that in the beginning sold one-third of its policies on the lives of slaves, Aetna and the U.S. Life also sold insurance policies to slave owners, particularly those whose labor is engaged in hazardous work in mines, mills, turpentine factories, and steamboats in industrialized sectors of the South. U.S. Life, a subsidiary of AIG, declined to comment on slave policy sales. Wachovia, one of Wells Fargo predecessor companies, has apologized for its historic ties to slavery, as have J.P. Morgan Chase and Aetna. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.